It is my pleasure to now introduce Chairman Ned Daniels, Jr. of the Forest County Potawatomi community, who will address the members of a jointly gathered legislative session. Sorry. There's a typo in here. Let's give him a round of applause.
They said, save that water for later. Whew, I needed it now. Oh, bonjour, Mama Gosnan. Gishimanito, Biraska. Wasi, Odo Dam. Udwe Wadmi, and Crandon, Wisconsin, and George Bia. Let's say hello to everybody, friends, relatives, my wife. I got to say that, so I want a good ride home. I acknowledge you in front of everybody. And before I did that, I want you to know that I acknowledge our Creator, and I ask Him to open your minds today. So my name is Ned Daniels, Jr., and I'm the chairman of the Forest County Potawatomi community. And I want to say good afternoon, Governor Evers, Lieutenant Governor Barnes, Speaker Voss, Majority Leader Fitzgerald, President Roth, Attorney General Call, behind those things. And members of the Senate, members of the State Assembly, constitutional officers, cabinet secretaries, Justice of the Wisconsin Supreme Court, fellow tribal leaders, and esteemed elders, and veterans, and all the other honored guests, I stand before you in honor and respect for the elders, veterans, leaders, and public servants who have come before me. Our tribal nations are well represented today, as we have among us President Marlon White Eagle, a Ho-Chunk Nation, Chairwoman Joan Delabro, Menominee Indian Tribe of Wisconsin. President Shannon Hosley, Stockbridge Muncie Community. Chairman Tahasi Hill, Oneida Nation. Chairman Garland McGeezick, Sagagan Chippewa Community. Chairman Rick Peterson, Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa. Council Member Thomas Fowler, St. Croix, Chippewa Indians of Wisconsin. And Chairman Lewis Taylor, Lacouture Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa Indians of Wisconsin. Chairman Mike Wiggins, Jr., Bad River Band of Lake Superior Tribe of Chippewa Indians. President Joe Wildcat, Sr., Lac de Flambeau Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians. All right. Thank you all for being here. I am thankful that we have the opportunity and desire to come together to celebrate and strengthen the cooperative relationship between the state of Wisconsin and its 11 nations. As we begin, I want to recognize somebody whose work embodied the purpose of today's address. Our Chief Judge, Eugene Whitefish, he passed away in December. But Fuji, as we call him, that was his nickname, was the first judge elected when Potawatomi established our court system. He dedicated his career to ensuring a strong relationship between the state and the tribes. And it is because of his efforts there is a better coordination between the state and tribal courts. We are in a better place because of Fuji, and I know he's looking down on us and smiling right now. While the Forest County Potawatomi today have reservation lands in Northwoods of Wisconsin, that is not our traditional treaty land. Like the other tribes in Wisconsin, the Potawatomis were forced off their lands. The Potawatomi traditional home in Wisconsin stretches from Potawatomi Lighthouse and Potawatomi State Park up in Door County. It comes all the way south along Lake Michigan through Milwaukee and just west to Walworth County near Bigfoot Beach State Park, which is named after Chief Bigfoot Potawatomi. And our deep ties to those areas can still be seen today. Cities like Kenosha, Muskego, Waukesha, Sheboygan, and Manitowoc all derive from the Potawatomi language. So when the Potawatomi talk about our home, that is what we mean. And something even more important than recognizing a tribe's traditional treaty land is the recognition of tribal sovereignty. Through our status as individual sovereign nations, tribes are empowered to make decisions and act in ways that best serve our people. Tribal sovereignty is not something we have been granted, but is something we have always inherently held. While sovereignty is now expressed through treaties, court decisions, congressional acts, and other documents, tribes have been governing how their own people live, act, and rule for countless generations. This inherent sovereignty is what we will work to preserve, protect, and enhance for our future generations. Like many of you sitting here today, I also know what it means to be elected official and to serve as a representative for my people. As elected officials, we all share the same feeling of responsibility and duty. We pursue the best interests of our constituents, act as role models for future generations, and serve in a variety of other ways, too numerous to list. In these roles, we sacrifice considerable amounts of time, energy, resources. Thank you for your dedication in advocating for the public good. It is not easy. I am thankful for your efforts to champion solutions to address our various challenges and for what your dedication to improving our state. I know that it is easy to give up when faced with difficult problems, but we must not give complacency a home in which to grow and spread the poison of inaction. The success of not only Wisconsin's tribal nations, but for all residents of the state, depend on our resilience to continue to tackle critical issues. We must maintain a sharp focus on improving the lives of those we represent in the new decade as we grapple with the responsibility of addressing the complex changes before us. And there is no challenge more complex than that of the opioid epidemic. We are all well aware of this problem as it's impacted every corner of our state. It has no regard for age, race, gender, or income. It has likely impacted many of you sitting here today. Unfortunately, I know firsthand the pain and suffering this epidemic is causing families. And consequently, my wife and I are now raising some of our own grandchildren. Sadly, my story is not unique. Native communities across Wisconsin have been hit especially hard by the opioid epidemic. There are hundreds of families like mine who are now caring for the young ones of relatives because of opioid addiction. Opioids are tearing apart our communities. One by one, they are killing our people. They are leaving our families devastated and our young ones without parents. It should not be like this way. We need to continue to work to stop this devastation. That is why we are thankful Representative John Nygren and others who have been tenacious in their work supporting and advancing the HOPE agenda. This series of legislative efforts has provided new tools for combating addiction for those who need it most. Several new HOPE agenda bills have been making their way through the legislative process this session, and we look forward to seeing how they will continue to help address and combat addiction in our communities. We also want to thank you for recognizing that a one-size-fits-all approach does not apply to substance abuse. For Native communities, it is important that we provide treatment to our people while also healing them according to our cultural beliefs. Unfortunately, there are few places which can provide treatment that our people truly need. So for many years, Wisconsin tribes have been working to develop a youth wellness and treatment center. This facility is planned to be located centrally among our Native nations and be a hub for children from all of Wisconsin tribes to receive treatment for addiction. We are grateful that the legislature... We are grateful that the legislature and governor have come together to support this proposal by allocating gaming funds to continue the advancement of this project. This facility has the potential to do great things, and we hope that you will continue to work with us on this endeavor. Miigwech. We want to assure you that Wisconsin tribes take the struggle with opioid addictions in their communities very seriously, and many are taking their own steps to address it. For example, the Forest County Potawatomi community has brought together key stakeholders from state and local agencies to share information and discuss ways to curb the trend of opioid addiction. We have provided additional funding to several law enforcement agencies to support their drug detection and enforcement efforts. And we have enhanced our own addiction-related services so we can provide more resources to not only our tribal members, but the community at large. And our investments haven't stopped at enforcement and treatment. We have made a conscious effort to focus on our tribal youth to make sure they are receiving a good education. We know that equipping our children with strong knowledge base will help them to make a better decision in the future. This has been done by working more closely with our local school districts, hiring additional tutors and guidance counselors, and getting our parents more involved with their children's education with better communication. 10 years ago, the high school graduation rate among our tribal youth was around 60%. Today, I am happy to say now more than 90% of our tribal youth graduate high school. Thank you. They didn't put this in here, but I'm going to say it. Since I've been elected, in recent years, we have even reached 100%. 8%. Beautiful. Awesome. But not all the tribes have the same ability to provide this level of support or treatment. So we encourage and ask that you continue to invest in innovative strategies to provide both the needed enforcement and treatment for our Native communities. Our children and grandchildren will remember and thank you for the things you do on this issue today. Unfortunately, opioids are not the only issues plaguing Native communities. Native women and girls are being exploited, trafficked, and subjected to violence at a disproportionately high rates. This is a serious issue and something we cannot afford to turn our eyes from. The harm caused by these devastating acts leave lasting impressions on not only the victims, but also the families and their communities. We need to address and treat the problems posed by human trafficking. In fact, in acknowledgement to the severity of the issue, President Trump recently launched a White House task force led by Attorney General Barr to, quote, address the issue that underlie this terrible problem and work with our tribal partners to find solutions, raise awareness, and bring answers and justice to the grieving. On the state level, we are thankful for the efforts of Senator Janet Buley and Representative Jeff Mirsaw, Amanda Stuck, Beth Myers, to create a state task force on murdered and missing tribal women and girls. Thank you for your work and advocacy on this important issue. We encourage you to include missing, murdered Native women and girls when advancing any human trafficking legislation. Please know that Wisconsin tribes stand ready and willing to work with you to help tackle this critical issue. But I'm not here just only to tell you about concerns of our Native communities. I also want to make sure you know about the many great things that are happening because of Wisconsin tribes. We are far more than just the operators of casinos. We also own and operate a multitude of successful businesses that provide unique and important benefits for people across the state and country. This includes construction management and engineering companies, cybersecurity firms, industry-leading forest products companies, telecommunication companies, data centers, financial institutions, and agricultural businesses. We are among the state's largest employers. We employ thousands of Wisconsin residents and are the largest employers in many of the counties where we are located. Our enterprises help bring millions of dollars and thousands of residents to different parts of Wisconsin. We provide real careers for those residents of our communities and provide them with family-supporting wages and benefits. But we also face the same struggle as many other businesses across Wisconsin. While the state is enjoying a historically low unemployment rate, there is also a workforce and housing shortage that is having a significant impact on our businesses and government operations. The supply and affordability of housing has become a challenge for tribes to attract and expand our businesses. We are pleased that the legislature and governor are working to address this issue and hope to see those efforts continue. While It can be hard to get people to move to and provide services in rural Wisconsin. Connecting them can help. Broadband is one of the tools driving development. One of the most effective ways to build opportunity. Internet access can drive innovation and growth in Wisconsin rural areas. Thank you for recognizing this and investing in broadband expansion. We applaud those efforts and encourage you to be diligent in finding more ways to encourage expansion. We need to give our future generations every advantage in developing solutions to the problem of tomorrow. And ensuring reliable broadband access is one key to achieving that goal. Yeah. Okay, I cannot leave here today without touching on a subject that is central to the belief of my people and all of Wisconsin tribes. Our traditional values teach us to respect all living things, to take only what we need from Mother Earth, and to preserve the air, water, and soil for our children and grandchildren. There might not be anything more important than ensuring the sustainability of our most precious and valuable natural resources for future generations. In the words of our elders and leaders before us, I pray to the Creator that we look back so that we may see ahead. Let us examine our lives so that we are respectful to our fellow human and to nature. Let us respect our children, and above all, let us live our lives in accordance with our beliefs. These words guided the Potawatomi on our two-decade effort, working with both Democrat and Republican presidents and governors to provide increased protection for the quality of air in and around reservation lands. And because of that, we know that our children are breathing the cleanest air possible. But we must do more to ensure a sustainable future for the next generation. We must take steps to address the effects of climate change. It is something that cannot be ignored. Thank you, Governor Evers, for establishing a task force on climate change. We look forward to working with Lieutenant Governor Barnes, Senator Mark Miller, and Representative Mike Kuglich and Greta Neubauer, and all the members of the task force to help find meaningful strategies to help mitigate the effects of climate change. We are also glad that you have highlighted the importance of clean water by declaring 2019 as the year of clean drinking water. Acting through the Speaker's task force on water quality, ensuring clean, safe water is not a partisan issue, but something that people from both sides of the aisle can agree upon. We are thankful for the work that was done by Representative Todd Novak, Katrina Shanklin, and all the other legislators who worked on the Speaker's Task Force on Water Quality. However, there is more, always more, to be done to ensure there is clean air, water, and soil for future generations. As we begin this new decade, let us look to the future with hope, optimism, and a steadfast determination to continue the pursuit of progress. The good news is that you are not alone in your efforts to shape the future. You have partners in the Wisconsin tribes. We must work together and collaborate on solutions to the problems of today. There is a common ground between us. We just need to act with the mindset of communication and understanding to find where it is. By doing so, we will continue to move Wisconsin forward. Thank you for all that you have done and will continue to do to help not only Native communities, but everyone in Wisconsin. It has been an honor addressing this body. I am appreciative to have had the opportunity to give my perspective on the struggles, fears, and opportunities and triumphs experienced by Wisconsin's tribal nations. The actions we take today will ensure future generations have the tools they need to thrive in tomorrow's society. Thank you very much, and God bless you all.
You've been listening to a rebroadcast of the State of the Tribes address given earlier today from the state capitol. This is Wisconsin Public Radio. Thank you for being with us this evening. We now return to regularly scheduled programming.